This is your wake-up call.
Wake up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned it.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning, and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Angelese doesn't say Angelese, so does that mean her mic's not on? Okay. Angelese's mic is not on. What a way to start the show. As we'll set it up. They still can't hear you? Oh, there we go. We got you now, Yee.
Am I here?
We got you now, Yee. Good morning, Yee.
Hey, good morning, DJ MV.
It's Friday! Yes, it's Friday. Yay. Hallelujah.
Now,
yesterday was a crazy day here in New York City, New Jersey, Connecticut. Snow hit. I got up to 14 inches in some areas.
Hey, good for you.
We got about 12 inches of snow. Kids didn't have school, so it was a snow day. It was very windy. I didn't want to go outside. I mean, I usually love to play in the snow with the kids, but it was just so windy, but the kids didn't care about that. So my day was in the snow all day with the kids, just having fun.
All right. Well, I had to actually work yesterday.
Did you? Were people there?
Yeah, it was packed.
Really?
I actually hosted a John Frieda and Tinashe event.
No, I didn't think that was going to be packed. I said, well, that's
going to
be
empty.
It was
really crowded. First, it was a meet and greet for John Frieda. They're launching this whole initiative about making your statement and basically just telling your hair stories. You know? So a lot of people in different parts of their life, you could look at like your different hairstyles and what you're going through. You used to have braids, Envy.
I used to have cornrows.
Yeah, you had cornrows.
I had my hair dyed at one time.
What were you going through?
I had a flat top at one time. I had a Gumby at one time. I had all types of different hairstyles.
Right. So
I'm actually growing my hair out now. I'm going to grow my hair out now.
Your hair still grows?
Absolutely. I just cut it short. They joke about, you know, people not being able to have hair and having receding hairlines, but look, I got hair.
Oh, look at that.
I got hair. Don't get it twisted. I got good hair.
Wait, take your hat off again?
No, I'm not taking it off again. It's at that stage where it's still growing. You want to see the top? You can see that.
Oh, that's yeah. Now, the only thing is, there's a little issue. Like, is your hair... Like,
nah, it grows. My hair grows everywhere. My hair grows everywhere. So.
Well, good for you. But yes, and Tinashe performed, and she did a fantastic job. I love the way Tinashe has a ridiculous show.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot of energy, great dancing. We forget how young Tinashe is. I remember I was at her 21st birthday party.
Goodness gracious, when was that? Recently?
It was like maybe 2 years ago.
Okay.
She's so young.
Okay.
But she does a great job. She got some really nice hit songs and great moves. So it was nice to be out. But I was surprised that so many, it was crowded.
It was packed.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
people get a little antsy too sometimes when it snows.
Like, absolutely.
They're like, all right, I'm ready to get out the house. I've been in the house all day. I didn't have to go to work today. Let's do something.
Well, driving home yesterday was crazy. It usually takes me about 30 minutes to get home. It took me yesterday about at least an hour 45. At least an hour 45 to get home yesterday. So, all right, well, let's get the show cracking. Today we have Angela Rye joining us. That's our political commentator that helps us out with stuff we need to know that we don't necessarily know.
Yes, this travel ban is big in the news this morning, so we'll be talking about that in front page.
Mm-hmm. And also Emery Jones, which is Jay-Z's best friend. He has his own clothing line, a portal that's about to drop with Puma. He runs that Roc Nation clothing apparel. So we'll talk to him and all that good stuff. So let's get the show cracking. We got front page news. I'm sure we're talking about Donald Trump.
Yeah, I just said that. The travel ban news.
How could I guess? All right. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, Donald Trump, I guess that's what we're talking about.
Absolutely. Now, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is upholding that temporary restraining order halting President Trump's travel ban on certain travelers. What does that mean? That wasn't legal, what President Trump did. So we will be able to travel now. So that's good news. Donald Trump is not happy about that. He went on Twitter. It says, "See you in court. The security of our nation is at stake." Now, according to Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson, he said this is a victory. And he said it sends the message that no one is above the law, not even the President of the United States.
So let me ask you a question. So,
okay.
So Donald Trump, every time somebody goes against Donald Trump, he goes at them extra hard on Twitter and tries to ruin their careers and ruin their lives.
It was a unanimous decision, by the way, in the court.
Is he even living in the White House? That was my question.
Yes, he is.
Is he living there? Because he said he wasn't going to live there. He wasn't going to stay there. He was going to stay at his house in New York.
Well, he still has his place in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his wife is staying there usually because the son has to go to school.
Right.
And they're just traveling back and forth and basically causing all kinds of issues near where they live in New York as well.
What else is going on in front page news?
Well, what Donald Trump also did do yesterday was sign executive orders on crime. So right after he swore in the new Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, that's when he signed the first order. He is trying to establish a new task force on crime reduction and public safety. And here's what he had to say.
Today's ceremony should be seen as a clear message to the gang members and drug dealers terrorizing innocent people. Your day is over. A new era of justice begins, and it begins right now. I am directing the Department of Justice to implement a plan to stop crime and crimes of violence against law enforcement officers.
Now, with these executive orders, does he ever say what his plan is?
He doesn't say what his plan is. I guess that's up to Jeff Sessions to develop some of these plans. He also wants to fight transnational drug cartels and increase intelligence sharing among law enforcement partners, and also to use existing federal law to prosecute those who commit crimes against officers. He said, it's a shame what's been happening to our great, truly great law enforcement officers.
Is there an executive order limit of how many executive orders he can possibly write and push through?
No.
Because he just keeps going on and going on and going on.
But I will say this. It's interesting that he says it's a shame what's happening to our truly great law enforcement officers, but what's happening to our truly great residents.
Right.
In the United States, our citizens.
Do we have anything else besides Donald Trump?
We can talk about Ivanka Trump.
Okay, go ahead.
The Trumps are the new Kardashians. They just they're in government.
Well, Kellyanne Conway, who is an aide to, we all know Kellyanne Conway. She's an aide to the president. She may have broken some ethics rules. Here's what she said when she was doing an interview on Fox News.
Who's been a champion for women empowerment, sure. Women in the workplace, to get to him. Just, so I think people can see through that.
30
go
seconds.
Go buy Ivanka's stuff is what I would tell. I hate shopping. I'm going to go get some on myself today.
There is that hashtag buy Ivanka right now.
She's not allowed to do that.
Okay. She's been counseled.
Now she's the subject of an ethics investigation, supposedly.
She's been counseled.
Yeah, she's being counseled, according to Sean Spicer.
My goodness.
That's why we have a resident political expert named Angela Rye. Mm-hmm. Because it seems like political stuff is pop culture now. You can't escape it. I'm watching ESPN yesterday. It's all about the Under Armour guy supporting Trump and Steph Curry's feelings about it and yada, yada, yada. No matter what you turn on, politics rules everything around you right now.
Well, yes, and with the whole Kellyanne Conway situation, with her trying to endorse Ivanka Trump's products, you know, there's a law. You cannot, as a government employee, use your public office to endorse products. So that's the issue with that.
My goodness.
Why would you want to buy something from a politician anyway?
Mm-mm-mm. All right, well, that's front page news. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad night, bad morning. Maybe you live on the East Coast and the snow affected you crazy. Whatever
you
it may
be. Travel, and a lot of people are trying to get to the Grammys because the Grammys are this weekend. Over 3,000 flights were canceled yesterday, so you know how difficult it is to try to rebook.
All right. Yeah, yesterday was a great snow day. And if you're a kid, I hope you made some money yesterday, okay? Because I was being the mean old man in the neighborhood, and I was like, you know what, man? These kids don't want to make no money in this neighborhood because we shouldn't have to get on that, because I'm not going outside to shovel no snow. My back was hurting yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Man, no less than 10 minutes later, a group of kids rang the bell and came and shoveled that snow. Drop on the clues bomb for those kids.
How much you gave them, though?
$80.
Okay, that's good.
I'm still waiting for the kids to come shovel my snow. They still haven't come. They told me they were going to come yesterday.
That's money. When you a kid, you got to look at that snow as money. The more snow, the better. That's money. For every inch, that's at least $10.
Not for nothing. The kids in my neighborhood, they actually have quads, so they don't have to shovel anymore. They have the quads with the plow on it, and they just come, give them a couple bucks.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, them kids, it's a whole new generation out there. All right, tell them why you're mad's up next. You upset, you need to vent. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm always hanging with shooters. Might be posted somewhere secluded. Still be playing with pots and pans. Coming Quavo Ratatouille.
Hey, yo, this is Mad Rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. For real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne. So, like that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad? On The Breakfast Club, for real.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, man, it's
Dan. Hey, tell him why you mad.
I'm mad I can't find this audio book that this guy keeps talking about coming out on tax day.
The audio book.
No, black folks don't read.
Oh, I ain't done it. I'm doing the audiobook. The audiobook will be out the same week. That's my book, Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It. It'll be in stores April 18th. You can pre-order it now, though, but the audiobook will be out that week.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, so I just spent my rent money at the club last night.
That's not
I like
funny.
This.
Hold on.
So, I like where this is going.
And I don't know, like, if I should ask my mom or my dad for money or not, because we don't have the best relationship.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
What club was you at?
It was downtown, and oh, my God.
How much you spent?
About $900.
What was you buying? Right. Bottles?
Yeah. And my friends, you know, I wanted to live a little lavish.
What club?
One of my first clubs.
What club, mama?
It's downtown here in South Carolina.
What part of South Carolina? Charleston?
Mm-mm. Myrtle. It's like near Myrtle.
Oh, you in Myrtle Beach? You go to Coastal Carolina, must be.
But I don't even No, dog. I just need money.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't feel sorry for you. You know what I'm saying? But I think you just need to tell
19,
your parents the truth.
She made a mistake.
Yeah, it's one of them times in life that you just took an L and you got to learn from it.
Okay, but should I ask one of my parents for money or not?
Yes, you should tell them the truth. Call them crying just like you called us, and they're going to yell at you and scream at you and tell you that you're stupid.
You better not.
But then they're going to bail you out.
Oh, okay.
You got a boyfriend?
No, don't tell her to do that.
I mean, sort of, but, like, we're not official.
Yeah, that means he ain't giving you no rent money. That's what that means.
No rent money. I'm sorry for you, Mom.
Don't you dare go ask your boyfriend for that money.
Tell your parents, because at the end of the day, your parents are the only people that love you unconditionally, okay? Because everybody else is going to laugh at you like we did.
Okay.
I know what you was thinking. You were thinking, I'm going to call the radio station. They're going to feel sorry for me
and
look out.
Gonna send me some money.
Uncle Charla ain't bailing
Uncle
you out on
from
this
South
one.
Carolina.
No.
You know that?
Nope, Uncle Shaw. Nope, not this time.
Sorry, Mama.
Hit up Charlamagne in his email.
Yeah, hit him in the DM. Hello, who's this?
Hey, man, it's Keyron, man, from San Antonio.
Keyron, tell him why you mad, bro.
Hey, man, well, actually, I'm not mad no more. I've been mad for a little minute, man, because I listen to y'all every day. And I try to get on to this segment right here every day. And I hear dudes get on there every day, every other day, and I've never been able to get on.
Well, now you here.
I finally got it today, baby. Give a shout out, man, to my city, man, San Antonio. And I want to let y'all know, we don't have no radio station, man. We need a Breakfast Club.
Okay.
Hopefully. True. Well, thank you for
one day
in existence.
We don't have a radio station, bro. I'm out of town listening to y'all.
Okay. Well, we appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man. Y'all keep me awake on this road, man. I'm a truck driver, you know?
And Word. Thanks for being persistent to get through and everything.
Word. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Never come to me. Listen up.
Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
Yeah. This is a celebration.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Hey, this is Jose from Broward. I just want to call and say I'm feeling blessed today.
What you feeling
I got
blessed
accept-
now, bro?
Because he living
man, I got accepted on my first house. You know what I'm saying? It's been a long process, but I finally got both signatures. I'm about to get my first place.
There you go.
Hey, congratulations. That's such a great feeling.
Thank you. And I'm also feeling blessed because I get to listen to y'all every morning on the way to work, and it helps calm down that road rage.
Now you just need you to find a nice wife to live in that house with you, and you can have unprotected sex whenever
wife.
You want.
He's got a wife.
He got his wife. Case, man.
There you go.
I got it all right now.
Raw sex in a new home. That's what it's all about.
That's right. You knew it.
All right, bro.
All right, thank you.
All right, now, later on today, we have Angela Rye joining us.
Absolutely.
That's our political commentator that helps us out with all this Trump-ish.
A lot of stuff going on in politics, but, you know, I like to talk solutions, too. I don't like sitting around just talking problems, so we're going to present some possible solutions for the people as well.
All right, and also Emery Jones will be joining us.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Vegas Jones.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be joining us this morning. If you don't know who Vegas Jones is, then you don't really know the story of Rockefeller.
That's right. That's Jay-Z's best friend. He runs everything, paper planes.
Everything, all of Rock Nation apparel.
Right.
You see a paper plane on it, Emery did it. And he's got his Puma, a new sneaker.
Right.
In stores now.
Right,
actually.
Right. So we'll kick it with him a little bit later. So keep it locked. And we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Of course we do. We'll be talking about the Grammys, by the way. I told you the Grammys are this weekend. And we'll tell you who's got prime seating and who's going to be a no-show.
Okay. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
More morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey, happy Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Under Armour.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Under Armour has come under fire after some comments that their CEO, Kevin Plank, made supporting Donald Trump. He said in a CNBC interview, to have such a pro-business president is something that is a real asset for the country. We all know Under Armour, of course, from having partnered up with Steph Curry. Well, Steph Curry responded. He said he spent all day on the phone with countless people at Under Armour, countless people in Kevin Plank's camp, my team, trying to understand what was going on and where everybody stood on the issue based off the release that KP sent out this morning and what he told me last night. That's the Under Armour that I know. So according to Kevin Plank, he was saying that his comments were from a business point of view, not reflective of the company's social stance. Now, Steph Curry went on to say, there's no amount of money, there's no platform I wouldn't jump off if it wasn't in line with who I am. So that's a decision I will make every single day when I wake up.
I respect that 100%. Drop on the clues bombs for that beige beast, Steph Curry.
The other people I've spoken to as The Rock spoke out as well. He took to Instagram. He said, I appreciate and welcome the feedback from people who disagree and agree with Kevin Plank's words on CNBC, but these are neither my words nor my beliefs. His words were divisive and lacking in perspective. He said, a good company is not defined by the athlete or celebrity who partners with them. A good company is not a single person. A good company is a team, a group of brothers and sisters committed to working together. And he said, we don't partner with a brand casually. So he said, he will remain loyal to the company itself and the diverse group of people that worked there. Misty Copeland also spoke out on Instagram. She said she has always appreciated the great support and platform that Under Armour has given her to represent her community, gender, and career on the world stage. But she does disagree with Kevin Plank's recent comments in support of Trump, as recently reported. So she said it's important that we all effectively continue to work towards our shared goal of trying to motivate all people to be their best selves.
I wonder if those guys could leave if they wanted to, though. I wonder how their contract structured. I wonder if they could just drop their sponsors without getting sued for not fulfilling their contractual obligations.
I'm sure Steph Curry owns a PC, a percentage of that company. Mm. So I'm sure he could always sell his company. But, I mean, he pretty much made that company.
Mm. Yeah, and I'm sure that there's some way, if you have a great lawyer, they could find some type of something in the contract that they could...
Because that's something that most people don't do when they sign to a company. You know how companies will have a clause in case you do something
right
that's against the values of the company? Most people don't sign to the company and say, well, if the company does something that's against my values, I'll drop y'all.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
I've never
heard
seen
of
that
it.
Either.
Nor heard
maybe
of it.
We need to start putting
that
in.
New for toy, absolutely.
Yeah,
for
you're
2017,
right.
That's the new thing.
Now, Charles Oakley sat down with Stephen A. Smith to talk about what happened at the Garden the other night when he was kicked out, dragged out, and he was arrested and charged with assault, three counts of assault. And here's what he had to say about the whole situation.
In that four-minute span, did you say anything to James Dolan? Did you say anything to anybody with the Knicks?
No. I mean, that's embarrassing, man. I did not do none of that. It happened last year. Four security guys walked over me. I was in a game. I let it go. I told two or three different lawyers, they can't keep doing this to me when I come in the Garden.
So you're saying that this has been going on for more than a year now. Wherever you go in the Garden, they follow you around. Even if you go to the bathroom, they follow you to the bathroom.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, I don't know what's going on, but it does make the whole Knicks organization look bad that they would treat one of their
absolutely
veteran players in such a manner.
Disgusting.
And then even afterwards, still send out some tweets about the situation that sounded even worse.
I didn't like when they said that Charles Oakley needed to get the help he needs. Like,
he got
a mental problem
or
a substance abuse problem or something.
They also said there are dozens of security staff, employees, and NYPD that witnessed Oakley's abusive behavior. It started when he entered the building and continued until he was arrested and left the building. Every single statement we have received is consistent in describing his actions. Everything he has said since the incident is pure fiction.
There isn't a player in the NBA who should want to play for the Knicks. No free agents, no trades, nothing. Why would you want to play for an organization who treats one of their most esteemed veterans in that manner?
Mm-hmm. Now, Charles Oakley also says he has no idea what the beef is.
I'm not going to argue with James Dolan. I have really no beef. I've been trying to sit down with this man for 4 or 5 years, find out what did I do to make him dislike me. All I did was play hard for the organization for 10 years and the fans in New York.
Yeah, that's what he should
do. I would just tell a good lie and be like, look, man, I smashed one of his hoes 10 years ago, man, and he's been holding that grudge against me ever since, man. That's it.
Well, speaking of holding grudges, right, we know Donald Trump is very upset with Nordstrom. He had tweeted out, "My daughter Ivanka has been treated so unfairly by Nordstrom. She's a great person, always pushing me to do the right thing. Terrible. That's all because they dropped her Ivanka Trump collection, saying that the line allegedly wasn't performing well." Well, instead of this having the reaction he thought it would, celebrities went on Twitter and Instagram, and actually sales for Nordstrom shot up after they dumped her line. Yes, Chelsea Handler posted a picture on Instagram with her holding Nordstrom bags. She put, "A gay, a Muslim, and a Jew hit Nordstrom and then hit a White House to give the finger to Donald Trump."
I mean, Trump don't got the juice to kill Nordstrom.
Nah.
If anything, he just made it even better by saying that, because now everybody's going on shopping at Nordstrom.
People go to Nordstrom. Yeah. I only know two stores in the mall. That's Nordstrom and Neiman Marcus. Okay, I can't even name the Foot Locker, I guess.
You got to go live a little,
which
man.
Mall do you, which
you talking about Garden State Plaza?
Oh, I know Charlotte's Russe, too. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Charlotte's Russe. I know them. I don't go to no damn mall.
I be in the mall.
Only reason I know Nordstrom and Neiman Marcus, whenever you pass a mall, them the two signs you see most of the time.
Yep. Well,
and Macy's. And Macy's. There you go, in Macy's.
And in certain malls, JCPenney.
A lot of Macy's shut down, though.
Yeah.
Saks, Neiman Marcus, Bloomingdale's.
Charlotte Russe.
And I go to the mall because Chick-fil-A is there.
Yeah, I do that.
You go to the mall to shop, because I go to the mall,
Chick-fil-A,
and when
there.
I go to the mall, the people that work there be like, "Oh, we just seen Envy and Gia."
Because I was going to Chick-fil-A.
No, there's no Chick-fil-A in this mall.
And don't forget Rainbow. Rainbow got their own stores now, too. Rainbow ain't just in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you Rainbow shopper, you.
All right.
I ain't never shopped at Rainbow.
Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's
your... I'll buy a girl something nice from
Rumor
Rainbow.
Rumor reports.
We know you. That Michael Kors. Nice. Michael Kors.
Michael Kors for the Dominican whore. No, I'm just playing.
Whoa. You know what?
Whoa.
You know what? When we come
that's
back...
a rap line, people.
Angela Rye will be joining us, our political commentator.
And on that note, we'll keep have it Angela Rye up next.
It's the Breakfast Club.
Scrolling through the campus, I had to stop for you. I was scrolling through the gram, girl, I had to follow you. Say what's up with you.
That was Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. I don't even think she's a special guest in the building.
Our resident political expert is back.
She's back home, Miss Angela Rye. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you got to update us on everything that's going on, all these things that we see in the news that we really may or may not can decipher. Jeff Sessions.
Yes, so Jeff Sessions was confirmed in a 52-47 vote in the Senate. As your next attorney general, y'all's next attorney general. I think the most interesting thing is he didn't even vote for himself. Jefferson Beauregard Sessions voted present, probably because he knows he doesn't deserve that job. I thought one of the most interesting things was an unprecedented move, a fellow senator testifying against him in his nominations hearing. That was Cory Booker.
Mm-hmm.
John Lewis, of course, also joined in testifying against him, and the Congressional Black Caucus chair. None of that matters,
right?
Because Democrats aren't in control of the Senate.
But why is Jeff Sessions problematic?
For so many reasons. So Jeff Sessions, I think we can start with this. If Coretta Scott King speaks out against you, it's probably not a good look.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happened. She wrote a letter in 1986 saying why he did not deserve a federal judicial appointment. So that letter was pulled a couple of months back. And Elizabeth Warren was trying to read it on the Senate floor, and Majority Leader McConnell shut her down.
Can they do that?
There are definitely rules that would allow it. I think the challenge is, optically, does it look good? And the answer is a resounding no. More people heard about that letter because he shut her down.
So it actually worked out in her favor, because she did go on Facebook Live after that to read the letter. But let me ask you this. So he never was able to be even a judge.
That's right.
But now he somehow is able to be the attorney general.
The attorney general, after we just had not the first black attorney general, but also the second black attorney general. Mm-hmm. Someone who's demonstrated that they have a propensity towards undermining civil rights. That is what he did when he was an AUSA in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same man who was calling grown black men boy in his office.
Mm.
And the same man who prosecuted two civil rights legends who actually worked on the Selma March with Dr. King for voting fraud, which ended up being trumped up charges.
Wow.
Yeah. He's very proud.
So when we gonna impeach this guy, man? When are we gonna get Donald Trump?
I think it's a process.
I hope that it ends up happening.
I'm gonna ask every week you come
back. But even if you impeach him, you still got Mike Pence.
You still got
Steve Bannon in position. Like, the whole administration is messed up.
Well, Steve Bannon might be in trouble, though, since he's writing executive orders that the president can't read.
What do you think about that? What was that about? Donald Trump not realizing he promoted Steve Bannon?
Well, and it wasn't really a promotion. He just should not have put him on the National Security Council. I think the biggest challenge that you have there is the president should be reading what he's signing.
Right.
Like any businessman, right? He's a businessman. So everybody said he's not a normal politician. He's a businessman. Right. You signing contracts, you don't read?
Maybe he can't read.
He just doesn't know what he's doing.
He
don't know what he's doing.
You
want to have him on the read?
We should have him on the read. Yeah, get Donald Trump to read the iHeartRadio promo.
Lie, right?
Oh no!
Now, can anybody be charged with anything for making up stories, like Sean Spicer making up events that never happened?
The Atlanta terrorist attack.
Yeah, like
what?
He said. You didn't hear about this?
Yeah. No, I missed
so
that.
So he
one.
Has said three times that there was a terrorist attack in Atlanta. Now he claims he was like, I was talking about Orlando. So can somebody send him back to school to take geography? Oh,
maybe he was talking about the Super Bowl. He was talking about how the Patriots beat the Falcons.
So that was a terrorist
maybe.
Attack?
Maybe. It's possible.
But that wasn't in Atlanta.
That's true. It was against Atlanta.
That's true.
But then they also said the media doesn't address terror attacks ever.
Are you really going to try to justify that?
No.
I'm just playing white devil's advocate right now.
No. Yeah, so that's another thing. There are two other things, though. Mm-hmm. I think it is so cool, and this is why I rep my city so hard, that is the city of Seattle.
Okay.
The city council unanimously voted to bid adieu to Wells Fargo. Mm-hmm. Because of their role as one of the 17 lenders in funding the Dakota Access Pipeline. That is going to cost Wells Fargo $3 billion.
What does that mean, bid adieu? Like, no Wells Fargo in Seattle?
That means bye, Felicia.
You're out of here.
We out. That means we're pulling out our money. It would be great if they would put it in a black bank. I don't know if they'll do that. But the mayor's definitely going to sign the legislation. Mm-hmm. So that is really, really cool. That's a local level thing. But I think it's important to see, especially for the folks who've been going out to North Dakota, what happens when you protest, what happens when you raise awareness on these issues.
This could be something now that other cities might follow suit.
Hopefully. That would be the goal, right? Mm-hmm. I think that that's really important. And again, it tells protesters, folks who are getting ready to go back out there, now that Donald Trump has said, no, we're moving forward. Mm-hmm. It makes people feel like if we continue to raise our voices and you know, stand in unison on this issue, we can actually win something.
I wonder what happens once the Wells Fargo goes away. Like, do people just take their money out and put it somewhere else?
Yes. I hope so. Because it would be very inconvenient to not have the bank there at all. So
that would
what
be
would you do?
They already hit them once because, remember, Wells Fargo had staff who were working on opening accounts that the customers didn't authorize.
Gotcha.
So Seattle already hit them once. They were like, okay, you can't have this part of our money. Now they just were like, okay, we're taking the rest, the full operating account.
Absolutely, now would be the perfect time for people in Seattle to bank black.
I agree. So we're transitioning to bank black, and that means that I don't have my third point, but that's all right.
Okay. No, go ahead. What's your third point?
My third point is this. Nordstrom is also headquartered in the 206, and they just told Ivanka,
bye-bye.
You're fired.
And Donald Trump was tweeting about it yesterday.
He was tweeting about it, but they did it last week.
But it wasn't just Nordstrom either.
It wasn't just Nordstrom. That's the one I'm the most proud of.
Right. Well,
they started selling her merchandise in total. Everybody else said they weren't going to promote it as much.
Why are y'all mad at the president for tweeting about that threat to our country called Nordstrom? You act like there's more important things in the world for him to
tweet
about.
One word for you, Charlamagne, ethics. Yeah. So he's potentially violated ethics rules. There are several former White House counsel that have said, listen, this flies in the face of what ethics rules stand for. You cannot use your bully pulpit as the president to push back against business for your family's personal business.
Oh, this is getting good.
For your daughter's line
man,
of
we're
ready,
ready?
We're ready.
I keep telling y'all, this man is not a president. He's a celebrity in chief. He just is a president by title. We're expecting him to act like something he has no idea of how to act like.
Right. Yeah. Well, but so the problem is he's now in that office, and so there are rules that govern that office, and he has to either follow suit or he can leave. You want to get him impeached? He can go.
All right, we got more with Angela Rye when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Notorious B.I.G. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have our resident political commentator, Miss Angela Rye, in the building. Now, how are you traveling now? You know, you had the incident with TSA. How are you going to the airport now?
I'm going to say, Angela.
Oh, no, I was like,
you put them on blast. Is it cool with you
so,
now? Or are they still disrespectful?
Are you flagged, is what he's asking.
I don't know that I'm flagged. I did get randomly selected one more time, but it was, and I was like, oh my God.
But it was fine.
It was fine. And I will also say there have been several TSOs who have been super supportive. Like, we saw what happened. We know that's not how it's supposed to be. We got your back. So that's been.
Did they at least give you some free points?
No, I can't get no points. How is TSA have no points?
Oh, okay. No, right. I thought the airline she was flying might say, hey, I saw what happened. Here's some points.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, you didn't make that connection. I missed it.
Now, let's talk some solutions.
Yes.
What are some things that we can do right now?
Impeach the president.
We don't have that power, okay?
Unfortunately, that's what happens when our folks don't go vote in the numbers we need them to. We lose and or don't get back the House and the Senate, so we do not have impeachment as an immediate available.
Barack looked like he having fun, though. Barack looked like
Barack
he
ain't thinking about
us. When I tell you
us.
I am hot about it, I'm like, here we are, like, in the snow, and you, like, out here windsurfing, having a good old time, grinning, like, how you like me now? Like, it's just real wrong.
Barack done unfollowed America. He ain't thinking about it.
He unfollowed us.
He ain't thinking about
it. He blocked and put us on mute. He muted us. So on the solutions point, and it is Black History Month, so yes. What a great time for us to hunker down and look inward. And I think one of the things that we've been talking about, Charlamagne, is hashtag bank black. Mm-hmm. Among other things, giving black and buying black. But for right now, banking black. And so one of the things that I recently did is open a black bank account because I've been saying this a long time.
And what bank?
Living like a hypocrite because I didn't have my account yet.
Me either, but what bank?
It is One United. One United. One and United. There are actually 23 black banks in this country. So there are several options and no excuses.
That's
so
true.
I think we have some in Brooklyn. Carver's one.
Yep. I was Citizens Trust. I was researching them. They've been open for 95 years.
So, you all, right, we're going to open up black bank accounts today?
I'm going to open one up. Absolutely.
Just you?
I'm going to be honest.
Envy, why do you have that look, sir? I want to know why Envy's making that face.
Because I've never opened a bank account without going. I like to know who everybody is.
Just put $100 in there and then go in there.
You don't
got to
put your whole life savings
in
there.
You ain't going there.
I can personally do that.
That's all. Put a few dollars in there.
I'm not an online person like that. I like to go, hi, how you doing? My name's Angela. Can I sit down and talk?
She really going to protest the movement.
I think she's going
to
protest.
Now I'm going to go in.
She's like, I'm going tomorrow. I'll send you a screenshot.
I'll put $100 in.
You going to put $100 in?
But why'd you make that face initially, though?
You know why? Because I'll be honest with you. I like to put my money into things that I've known been around and has invested and haven't
since
had.
Since this truck been around 95 years.
No, well, I have to do my homework on it. Because the big banks and the big brands that I see more and more often and that I travel a lot that I could get money for that I know is where that I could pull. I can go to Bank of America damn near on any block and pull money if I need it.
We just don't trust.
But, okay, so let me give you this example. I use Bank of America.
Without being charged.
I use Bank of America, too. And one of the biggest issues I had with them is when I needed a line of credit. My financial advisor told me to just get a line of credit just in case, you never know, for my business. They were looking at my numbers. They said everything looked good. And then I still didn't get the line of credit. What Dr. King talked about.
They did it to me, too. Bank of America did it to me.
Oh, they did it to you, too.
And I was pissed the F off.
Okay, so then hold on. So if Dr. King says, if we put money in our own institution.
Right.
Those are the institutions that gives us the line of credit.
Absolutely.
Those are the institutions that give us mortgages without all the hoopla. If we don't put our money in there, they don't have the ability to loan money to our fellow brothers and sisters. And so what is the risk in saying, I'm not pulling all of my money out of the larger banks, but in saying I'm going to put a portion of what I'm getting from my business into this bank so that when I do need a line of credit, I can get it and so can folks in the community.
Absolutely.
But if we don't have resources in there.
Right, I get that.
You know?
And it's not going to be an immediate
that's
solution.
That's funny. And you got turned down like me and you still...
The problem was I did get turned down and I was mad because I was banking with them for so long.
Yeah.
I had my business account with them for so long. And I even had one of my mortgages with them. And my credit was great, and they turned me down, and I couldn't figure out why.
What did they turn you down for?
I don't know. About 8 years ago. But they wouldn't give me a line of credit. I was trying to do something at one of my houses. But the problem was I was really upset about it.
Yes.
But you're absolutely right.
So then what do you do in response to that, right? Like, I have my mortgage is at Wells Fargo. Now with this Dakota Access Pipeline issue, and even, like, the city where I was born doing something, I'm like, I need to refi. I need to do something different. I have a credit union account. Like, there are other things that we can do to make sure that we're supporting our institutions and making sure when we do need those lines, we can get them.
I'm sending you the link right now to Citizens, bro. All right. I just got to make sure it's convenient because no matter where I travel in the world, even when it's Canada, I can get to a Bank of America, get money, drop money.
Well, maybe
money
you could
in,
just have a savings account that you don't got to take
that's,
money
that's
out.
That's exactly
all.
Right.
We're not taking all our money and putting it into the black bank.
I can do a small amount.
Put some in there.
But the problem with that is I know it's a start.
You're making excuses.
We need to put more.
Stop making excuses.
We do need to put more, but we also
because there ain't no excuses when it comes to the white man. Okay? Go ahead. What'd you say, Angela?
Go ahead.
Hashtag bang black.
Hashtag bang black. I'm going to put some money.
You acting like you trumping people in here. You just holler.
We just got to get it done.
Bullying.
We just got to get it done.
How much you putting in it?
I'm going to put a nice little bit in there. Not a like crazy amount, but like.
What's the amount? Can he match
I'm going to put 1,000. I'm going to put 1,000 in. I'm going to put 1,000.
I'll do 1,000.
I'm going to put 1,000 in. I'm going to be honest. I don't trust him with over 1,000 yet.
What? What? What?
No.
I'm playing. You are not playing. You are not
really?
Playing.
No. But 1,000 is good. I'm going to put 1,000 in.
Charlamagne, you know what? That's not black privilege.
It's not black privilege.
That was not black privilege in that moment. What are you doing?
No, because I'm going to start with 1,000 and I'm going to put some in like every week just to build up.
Every week?
How much every week?
Probably $200 every week.
All right.
It's a start.
I'm
okay?
calling you on this too. I'm gonna be tweeting. Where's your $200 this week?
I'm doing it right now.
Send me
now.
The bank receipt.
I'm on the link
He's
right now.
He's opening it up. You're gonna go.
Yeah, I like to go. Listen, every single bank that I, because I have a couple different bank accounts, mm-hmm. they all know me in the bank. Because mm-hmm. I do like to go and do like a face to face. When it comes to my money, I like mm-hmm. to know who's there.
Call
so
me.
Sometimes I could even just call. And ask for things, and they're very like great and receptive with me anytime I need something.
Yeah,
like I went to the bank actually 2 days ago, and my ID was expired, which I didn't realize. Mm-hmm. And they're not supposed to do certain things, but they did it because that's where
they
I
have
went,
a relationship,
and they
with
know
you.
Me. So
no, that's really smart. Mm-hmm. And back in the day, that's how it was. Like right. their community, that's exactly what they did. They've ensured that there was a personal relationship. That's also a smart mm-hmm. way to ensure
yeah,
that you get a line of credit.
Certain things I really like to go in, so I'm gonna actually go to the bank so that they know me. Mm-hmm. And then if I have to call for whatever reason,
mm-hmm. and by the way, this is an old. Blueprint. Like, I mean, guys yeah. like Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X have been telling us to do these type
That's
of
right.
things. We need solutions to these problems. Like, they've been gave us the answers. We
and
just haven't done it.
Not just banking black, that's the solution. It's one of three things that we should be doing. There's give black, there's buy black, and there's bank black.
Okay.
And bank black is our first step. And then I don't know when you want to do the other pieces, but
What is giving black?
I think that it looks like giving back to your community, giving back to kids, giving back to HBCUs. There are conversations all the time about how HBCU alumni don't give at the same rate that TWI or traditionally white institution alumni give. There are things that we could be doing in terms of propping up community organizations or civil rights organizations like NAACP, mm-hmm. LDF to fight off some of the civil rights battles we know are immediately ahead of us. And then when you think about buying black, I think that's simple. It's about right. supporting our businesses, knowing who those businesses are or what those businesses are.
I'm really great at that.
These are three very easy things that we can all accomplish before mm-hmm. the month is out.
Yes.
And hopefully developing a way of life, right? If we're black 365 days a year, then it's not just the month of February that we're accountable for our blackness.
All right, we got more with Angela Rye when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Khaled for free. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Angela Rye in the building, our political commentator, and we have Killer Mike on the phone lines.
Hey, how y'all doing? Good morning.
Hey, Killer Mike, what's good?
Our good brother Killer Mike on the phone. You know, we're trying to get this Bank Black initiative going, Killer Mike, something that you started a year ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why should people bank black, sir?
Trust. Well, if you don't bank black, it makes no sense for you to call yourself a community. As a community, you need to be self-contained in what matters in this system. And what matters in the system is controlling your own money, controlling your own land and resources, controlling the ability for you guys to control stuff like food supply and stuff like that. So banking black, first and foremost, helps you get your mind around proper financial literacy and financial dignity. So it allows you to get your stuff straight, to have an account, you to build your own line of credit. After you've banked black, mastered your own finances in terms of your household, those who can afford to need to start investing in black banks. I have banked black for the last year. I've banked black all my life. I've been asked about it the last year. This year, I'm going to buy about $50,000 of stocks in one of the black banks.
Nice.
Wow. It helps your community in terms of it is more difficult for you to get loans, home loans and business loans from bigger banks. Smaller banks, black banks in particular, are going to be able to give you the type of loans that you want, that you need, that allow you to be businesses in your community. So it's just the first step in a bigger plan for making sure our community is a real community. But you must be blanking with people who look like you, walk like you, talk like you, because they're the people who are going to understand why your credit can be built and how it can be built. They're the people that understand why you need to be buying up land in places like Baltimore and Detroit and on Cleveland, Ohio. They're the people that are going to understand why a hookah bar is going to work in Harlem. And they're going to take the risk and give you the loan. If we're not doing that, then what we're doing is continuing to be beggars. And divided we beg and united we bark.
What's the biggest black bank, Killer?
Citizens, right?
Citizens Trust has been the most successful over the last 95 years in my particular region. But you have Farmers and Mechanics, you have Industrial Bank, you have One United, you have about 23 black banks left. Some are strong, some are weak. The weaker ones will disappear, the stronger ones will stay. I suggest that you start to research, see which services you like, find one you like in your region or nationally, and start banking. Start small. If you're scared to move all your money, just start a savings account.
That's what makes me nervous. When you said disappear, that's what makes me nervous. But
it's still FDIC insured.
The shares are $9 a share. So that's I'm going to invest in that right now. $9.25
a share. Yeah, if you don't have over $250,000, no need to worry because you're going to be able to have your money insured. And that's just any bank. That's just not bank banks.
Right.
What we saw, the largest consolidation of banks a few years ago, is the bigger banks gobbled up a lot of banks. We want smaller banks that are regional, too. We want family banks. We want black banks because they invite an incentive of competition. If we only go with big banks, there are only going to be two or three banks. It's going to be worse. That Wells Fargo situation that happened is going to happen again. Mm-hmm. Big banks are raping you and taking your money and not giving you the returns on what you're giving them, especially as an African-American community. If you start to pool your money and use and pool your resources together, you will have the bargaining power to improve your community at a much faster rate than we have.
Hey, Killer, how long did it take you to put all your money in a black bank? Because I know you didn't start off putting everything in there. So what was the process like?
Well, you know what I'm saying? We from the South. So my grandmother has had me banking with Citizens Trust since I was a child.
Wow.
When I got a little older and thought I knew everything, I switched to some bigger banks in the name of convenience. And when it came time to get a home loan, I dragged my black butt back to a black bank. They were the only one that would give me a home loan.
That's an issue in Brooklyn, too. It's like the banks there, sometimes you can't get a loan because the house actually costs way more than what it could get appraised for just because of the value of these homes. So sometimes you really do have to do that because they understand the neighborhood more.
Mm-hmm. Well, we opened up bank accounts this morning.
Yeah, we opened up our black bank accounts right now. I'm on Citizen's website
proud,
right now.
And I'm actually buying some shares right now, $9.25.
You can buy shares online?
The table when they start talking that shit.
CZBS is the...
Don't give that one out too fast now. Let's get our shares first. Hey, Killer, thank you, brother.
Thank you, guys. Love you guys all, man.
Thank you.
All right, Angela, right? You happy?
She got us.
I'm happy when I see that screenshot. You put it up, hashtag bank black.
I'm going to do it. We'll do that. That's what we should get people to do. If you open up your black bank account, take a screenshot of it being confirmed that it's open and hashtag bank black. Let us know you opened up your black bank account.
Right. Starting with you.
I'm about to do it right now.
I'm about to do it for 15 minutes.
I'll take my picture in the bank.
All right, and we'll retweet that.
See, and we got to put up a meme.
Let me ask you a question,
I know
you're
buying shares, but are you opening up an account too?
Why are we going back?
He want to profit off
the
bank.
Got the white woman.
Because
Citizens Trust, man.
You were shamed.
You was already got caught.
You bought the wrong stock,
like,
Envy. I was about to say, how you know she not light skinned?
Citizens Trust Bank. Hi, Maxwell. Okay. Citizens Trust Bank.
Maxwell's getting a copy of your book early, though, because of that.
Citizens Trust Bank.
All right, Citizens Trust Bank.
Hey, you just bought some.
Citizens Trust because you can trust them with your money, too.
Right.
There you go.
They just got a bunch
I see black people now. All right,
we you go see black people now, so you're okay. People.
So we're gonna post. We're gonna make a meme and post a meme later, telling you all the black banks in America.
Yes.
And everybody go get you a black bank account.
Including
it's a start.
You, because you still stuck.
Boom. I'm on it right now.
Second account.
I appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you
for joining us,
awesome.
Lorai.
Thank you.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yes.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk DMX.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, DMX
was in, he's in Philly, and he decided that he wanted to do something to celebrate the fact that he is still alive. Last year, he was found unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't breathing in a hotel room in Yonkers, and they were able to resuscitate him. He did die for 4.5 minutes.
Crazy.
Now, here's what DMX decided to do this year. He reached out to the Ready, Willing, and Able Philadelphia nonprofit program that's for men that are homeless, and he went to go speak with them. Here's what he said.
And as I looked across the room, I see myself. I've been in difficult situations. The reason why I reached out today, today's the 1 year anniversary. I died for 4.5 minutes. And I realized that God gave me another chance. So when I woke up this morning and realized this was that day, I said, you know what? Who can I be an inspiration to? Who can I be some form of motivation to?
Yes, Councilman Kenyatta Johnson received that phone call from DMX Wednesday morning, and he just wanted to speak. And he said, this is one of the best programs here in Philly. I knew you'd be appreciative of having DMX. And he went through and spoke to the people. He actually stayed, played pool with them, stopped by the kitchen. And he said, this is the real award. He said, being among real people.
Well, they say if you haven't made any mistakes, then you probably don't have any experience. DMX has made a lot of mistakes. Mm-hmm. Therefore, he has a lot of experience.
All right, Taraji P. Henson went on Twitter and said something that has everybody buzzing. She said, when you have good news, you want to share so bad. How did Beyonce do it? As in, how did Beyonce keep the secret that she was having twins?
Right.
She said, stay tuned. So excited. God is. No babies here, though. So we don't know what her announcement is yet. But I'm sure it's going to be really big if she's comparing it to Beyonce keeping that secret of having twins. All right, Big Sean wrote a letter to his younger self, his 18-year-old self. And in that letter, here are some of the things that he addressed.
And the only thing you can do to change anything is to make yourself better and send prayers, man. Any act of violence, you know what I mean, you'll look back and regret. It'll cross your mind, especially coming back from Michigan State, when you pull into a gas station and shouts of, get out of here, you n***er. It'll make you angry, but you'll realize that even though you're on the same planet, you're living in completely different worlds.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Big Sean. That was the cutest get out of here nigger I've ever heard in my life. Get out of here, nigger.
Well, tell him how to do it. Show him how to do it.
I can't say the N-word. See, Eddie, our producer, like, no.
Well, part of this letter, he said, you've been telling yourself that by 21, you have to be on, and at 22, you have to have a song on the radio. Rapping's been your job since before it was your job, before you were out of high school, before you faced the decisions that would change everything. That hustle will create your path for you and be a testament to the light you have to share, but it will leave you with a lot more to work on. Here's more of that letter that Big Sean wrote to his younger self.
Also remember that one day your city will need you. Flint up the road will need you. They're going to need all the help they can get. So give these people a hero to look up to, a black one at that, one that the whole city can be proud of. Don't put energy into things you can't change. The time you'll put into tearing yourself apart over things, you know, you'll lose energy. And what you can do is put that energy into yourself and encourage everyone to do the same.
If you don't put your phone on vibrate, my...
Why? You're just going to hear it vibrate.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. Might as well hear it shine.
All right, and since we're talking about Big Sean and Detroit, J. Dilla event is going to be this Sunday. So shout out to everybody at JLB in Detroit. Shout out to my girl Sharon over at JLB. It's J. Dilla Youth Day on Sunday at the Charles H. Wright Museum. So everybody in the D, make sure you come out to that. Detroit got a lot popping right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Shalabang!
Listen, do you know it's been 8 days since I've given somebody from the Trump administration donkey today? 8 whole days.
Oh, you back today, huh?
Oh, I got one today. Kellyanne Conway, she needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her.
Okay, we'll get that on when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
They look up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me straight up to my face. Straight up to my face.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Friday, February 10th. And would you believe I haven't given someone from the Trump administration Donkey of the Day since the 2nd? It's been 8 whole days since someone from the Trump administration has gotten Donkey of the Day. The last one was Mike Pence on February 2nd. But today we have a repeat Donkey of the Day offender, Kellyanne Conway. Now, let me tell you something. I don't see how House of Cards, Homeland, Scandal, Veep, or any show that has to do with government can top what's going on in real life. Our government is better than any scripted show about government. And as far as reality TV, they got that sewn up too. Okay, CNN, the new E! Network, far as I'm concerned. F keeping up with the Kardashians, keeping up with the Trump administration is way more entertaining. Now, one word you can't use for anyone in this administration is ethical. Okay, their leader, the celebrity in chief, Donald Trump, doesn't have any ethics, and neither does anyone in his administration. Okay, this was on full display when Kellyanne Conway used the interview from the White House to officially endorse Ivanka Trump's product line at Nordstrom's. Let's hear what she said.
Who's been a champion for women empowerment, sure, women in the workplace, to get to him. Just, so I think people can see through that.
30
go
seconds.
Go buy Ivanka's stuff is what I would tell. I'm going to go get some on myself today.
There is that hashtag buy Ivanka right now.
Now, federal law strictly regulates conflicts of interest of every federal employee except the president, who is assumed, or was assumed before Trump came along, to refrain from using his office for personal gain. What Kellyanne Conway did was completely illegal. Okay, if you read under the Office of Government Ethics, it clearly says under the use of public office for private gain section, an employee shall not use his public office for his own private gain, for the endorsement of any product, service, or enterprise, or for the private gain of friends, relatives, or persons with whom the employee is affiliated. Now, if you're keeping score, Kellyanne Conway is a federal employee. It clearly states a federal employee may not use his public office for his own private gain or for the endorsement of any product, service, or enterprise. And this was absolutely an endorsement. Unless my ears are failing me, let's listen to Kellyanne Conway one more time to make sure this was indeed an endorsement.
Who's been a champion for women empowerment, sure, women in the workplace, to get to him. Just, so I think people can see through that.
30
go
seconds.
Go buy Ivanka's stuff is what I would tell. I'm going to go get some on myself today.
There is that hashtag buy Ivanka right now.
That sounds like an endorsement to me. I told you already, I really need my friends to ride for me the way Sean Spicer and Kellyanne Conway ride for Donald Trump. They are willing to break federal laws for Donald Trump. What are your friends willing to do for you? Now, let me tell you how friends really cover friends. It seems Kellyanne Conway should be in some trouble, right? Seems like this violation is undisputable, right? Well, not so fast, because enforcement is typically handled by the employee's federal agency. So enforcement measures, punishment, are largely left to the head of the federal agency. In the case of Kellyanne Conway, her federal agency is the White House. So that means Kellyanne Conway will be fine. In fact, Sean Spicer, or Saturday Night Spicer, as I like to call him, said this.
Kellyanne has been counseled, and that's all we're going to go with. She's been counseled on that subject, and that's it.
What does that even mean? Counseled? Listen, the moral of the story is she's clean. There will be no consequences to her actions because the inmates are truly running the asylum. They're about to turn Fox, MSNBC, CNN to full-blown commercials, and that's what happens when you have a celebrity-in-chief in the White House. Please give Kellyanne Conway the biggest hee-haw, please. I was thinking, I don't want a president who has a brand. Like, if you can't be a president and a brand. Like, you can't be like, Barack Obama wasn't a brand. He was an actual president.
Right.
Donald Trump is a brand.
He is.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want a brand as a president. But we have one.
All right. Well, mm-hmm. Thank you for that donkey of the day. Now, hold on. Y'all talk for a second.
Okay. What do you want us to talk about?
Well, all right.
First of all, it's Friday.
So you know what that means.
It's freaky Friday.
Damn it. I was trying to help
you. What are you trying to do?
Oh, you're trying to. Okay, let's be clear. We have new producers.
Right.
We have a new board up.
I don't know what's going on.
Envy's trying to kill time so he can find the P.D. Pablo Freak a Leak instrumental.
Hold on, we're gonna.
Oh,
get it.
Is the that what you? I didn't know what was happening.
The problem is, if he took off that damn masquerade mask that he's been wearing for the past 30 minutes, he'd probably have the song up
now
already.
I was supposed to be there, so
but
I took it out.
He's so busy wearing mask in the studio.
It wasn't his fault.
Are you
somebody
wearing
took
my
out.
Mask?
And he's got a 50 Shades of Darker candle.
50 Shades Darker.
And a 50 Shades Darker candle and a masquerade mask.
He's trying to set the mood.
But can't focus on his job.
There we go. All right, let's do this again. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's freaky Friday.
Yes.
It only took 10 minutes.
Now, well, what happened was it's supposed to be up there.
Matter.
Somebody took it out. But it is freaky Friday. And today's freaky Friday question, we're talking S&M.
Yes. Well, I got this whip in here and some metal handcuffs.
Okay.
And a flogger and a satin eye mask. This is all because of 50 Shades Darker. This is actually Candy Burris's line.
Okay.
Stuff that they sent out. But anyway, I'm wondering, because I know it's very popular now to talk about S&M and some light flogging.
You want to? Let me see.
What is flogging?
That's when you take this flogger. That's this right here.
What
and
is
this
flogger?
Doesn't really hurt.
Explain
and you just
it
kinda,
to people. It's
like a little
a tassel,
and you whip somebody with it. Anyway, a lot of people experiment in a bit. Are you flogging our board off?
No, I'm just whipping them.
Okay. All right.
Wow. Okay.
I just wanted to see if it worked.
Does it work? Anyway, for a lot of people, this feels really good. They enjoy the whole S&M.
I think that's kind of racist.
Aspect of what, things.
What part of it?
Because you're white and you're hitting that black. Let me
hit the white guy. With the white guy.
That's definitely racist.
Is it racist if I hit the white guy? Yes,
you're flogging him. That's racist. It's,
so there you go. A little experimental.
I don't know.
And some people like a little pain. Some people like a little pain when they have sex also.
What'd you say, Steve? Steve is all white camera guy. Steve, get on the microphone. Steve just said, my ancestors used to call that a cracker. What'd you say, Steve? What'd you say?
I didn't hear him say that.
I said, stop hitting me, cracker.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he said my ancestors.
Okay.
Wow.
My goodness. All right. 800-585-1051. Do you play the S&M game? That's the question.
800-585-1051. This ain't a family game. You can play with your kids on the weekend. It's
called S&M. Have you ever whipped somebody
and
or been
S&M.
Tied up or been handcuffed?
How about have you ever experienced S&M?
Have you ever been blindfolded?
Okay. Let me think.
Okay.
A couple of times, me and my wife with the furry handcuffs.
So who was handcuffed?
Her.
I'm just asking.
Me one time, I didn't really like it.
See, so you were handcuffed. You
I didn't like
her.
It. This was a long time ago.
Why didn't you like it?
Because I like control. I like to be in control.
Light-skinned men are never in control.
We are in control.
Waffle-colored Negroes are
we
never
are in, control.
In control.
Well, we definitely want to hear
no
your
control.
Stories, and maybe there's some things that you want to try out.
What's that thing you got in your hand?
This is the suedette flogger.
Let me see that flogger.
Flogger. There you go.
All right.
And this doesn't hurt, okay? It's supposed to feel just like fun. It's like the whole idea of...
Do you whip somebody with it? Or you
but
just...
some people like to be hurt. I have friends that like to be choked, smacked. But just make sure somebody really likes it.
You
don't
put
just
this,
do it.
You put this on your testicles?
Oh, my
you can
God.
Do whatever you want, Envy.
Jesus Christ.
Just asking.
Take it home
trying
after
to give
that,
yourself
though.
Conversion shock therapy.
Envy's
trying
gets.
To give himself Envy's conversion
asking.
Shock therapy.
If you put that on your testicles, don't bring it back.
Envy's tired of being light-skinned. He want to shock the light-skinness out of him.
800-585-1051. Do you like S&M? Do you indulge in S&M? Is that the thing that you do? You have some fun stories? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's talk about what you think. We have caller one.
No, we want to know about
you
first. You
want to have
first.
I ever?
Yes.
Okay, I've definitely tied people up before. And handcuffs. Yeah, I used handcuffs.
What about on
blindfold.
You? Have you ever been tied up?
Yeah, I think it's fun.
To a bed with rope?
No, actually, this is the best way to do it because you shouldn't. I don't believe that you should ever get tied up and not think that you can't get out. You just get tied up loosely. It could be like a scarf or something like that. If you don't have that.
I need a safe word.
You date a certain type of guy, you could just use a wife beater.
You don't need a safe word. You don't need a safe word if you're with somebody that's going to hold you down. Like, no. if somebody you feel safe around.
But some people,
play is too much, though.
Some people do need a safe word because some people like to push it to the limit.
Right.
But then sometimes that limit might feel a little too hurtful.
Now, Gia plays too much. Gia, get me in there and start tickling me and do all kind of weird
right.
Like, nah.
You can't say ish.
What about you, Charlamagne?
Nah, me and my wife might have used handcuffs once. I remember a long time ago when I was having a situation with this 40-something-year-old woman. She used to like to wear...
40-something-year-old woman?
Yeah, I was in my 20s. Mm-hmm. She used to actually pay me money. But she used to, like, wear heels and walk on my back.
Escort.
Yeah, she used to wear heels and walk on my back. She used to like that for some reason.
Right, did you like it or did she like it?
Hell no, I didn't like it.
What did she call you when she did that?
Nothing. She just would put heels on and walk on my back. That was her
she
thing.
She white or black?
She black.
Has anybody ever asked you to do something really strange? This woman I know that is a dominatrix, she said the first time she got into it, the guy that hired her had her spit on him for half an hour straight. That's all he wanted.
She could spit for half an hour straight?
She said she kept having to get water and come back and spit.
That don't even sound sexy.
Not at all.
But that's what he wanted. People have all different kinds of fetishes.
Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Hi.
Now, we're talking S&M. You got any S&M stories for us?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what happened to you?
Well, my girlfriend, I forgot the right name for it. I want to say it correctly. And she said earlier on the radio,
where you stay. Like, sometimes we might get in the car and drive and then get out the car when it's dark. You would sometimes put the handcuffs on the steering wheel, you know, try all kind of things.
Put handcuffs on the steering wheel? Y'all gonna kill somebody.
Nah, we'll park.
Oh, park.
Okay, so you're so somebody would who would get handcuffed to the steering wheel, you or her?
Me.
Okay, and then
we'll switch sometimes because we both wanna feel it. So
what's the point of handcuffing each other to the steering wheel?
Well, not both at the same time because you can handcuff while getting head to the steering wheel, you know? You can't move.
I guess the point is that you can't move even if you want to.
You must got a big ass car.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is James.
James, we're talking S&M. Tell us your S&M story, bro.
Yeah, man. It was me and my girl. We was on, like, our three-year anniversary or whatever. We went to the Poconos. We got a nice suite, you know, chilling.
Oh, the Poconos with the heart-shaped tub.
You already know, man.
Champagne glass jacuzzi.
The little pool. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about. So, yeah. So, you know, so she had this little kit. She's like, you know, Bae, let's try this out. So I'm like, all right, cool. So she blindfolded me and whatnot. So I'm laying there. I'm like, oh, it's about to go down. All of a sudden, pow! I'm like, yo, what the hell, man? She hit me so hard, man. We had a fight. Ain't nothing happened. It was way too hard, man.
Okay. It was that bad, huh?
Hello, who's
this?
Do
you have a safe word?
Yeah, that's what you need to say.
Shampoo.
Shampoo, what up?
How's it going? Good morning.
Good morning, Shampoo.
We're talking about your favorite, or I should say your S&M stories this morning.
So, I mean, there was one time when I was a long time ago. I was 16. And I took this girl's virginity. She took mine. You know, it was really awkward at first time. And we met up like a whole year later, you know, to rekindle the fire. You know, we weren't in a relationship or anything. But, I mean, I walked into her crib. It was just like a whole different, like, scenario. It wasn't anything like the first time. This time she had, no lie, she had like a sex swing. Like, that blew my mind from the get-go.
And I'm going to be honest with you, bro.
She had a sex swing.
You didn't take her virginity. Like, she just made you believe you took her virginity.
How did she have a sex swing already?
She had like a whole setup. She's like, I just bought this off eBay.
That's
like
a lie.
That's
like,
a lie.
Wow.
She told you she was a virgin. Serious. She was a freak from the start.
I mean, I would assume so. It was, you know, it didn't feel normal from the get-go. But, I mean, I don't know the next time. I mean, it wasn't a bad experience. I'm not going to lie. I actually liked the sex swing. Everything else was a little bit too much.
All right, so you didn't like the swing part.
Nah, I like the swing part. That was the best part. That was the best part. But she brought out some condoms with like some bricks. I don't, you know, it was just too much for
some
me.
Some condoms with what?
Like they had like, it was like a green condom, first of all. And then they had like little balls on the thing. Like,
what?
I don't know.
Balls on the condom?
That's kind of weird. All right, bro.
800-585-1051.
We're talking S&M. Tell us your favorite S&M stories. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You know, so we ain't really never had no old money.
You know what that means?
It's Freaky Friday!
And we're talking S&M. Now, have you ever been tied up? Do you enjoy being tied up? We just heard a story about a young man who let an old lady walk on his back wearing high heels.
That was me.
Oh, yeah, that was you.
Yeah.
He's trying to keep
that's
his
light,
information.
I mean, I don't think that was nothing crazy.
I've never heard of that. I don't understand the pleasure of
she
it.
She older now, though. I mean, now she might be about 50-something. At the time, she was 40-something.
Okay. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Amber.
Hey, Amber. Tell us your S&M story.
Well, I've been at the S&M for a while. I've done, like, almost everything. And
like
I don't
what?
Know.
Everything like what?
Like, I've been choked. I've been
saved. You've been what? Choked?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you ever had somebody ever ask you to do something that you wouldn't do?
No.
Okay, what's your favorite part of it?
Not being, like, in control, I guess.
Okay,
and,
so
like,
you're the one that gets tied up and beat.
Yes. Not beat, but yeah.
So you gotten choked. Have you gotten, like, whipped and stuff?
I have.
You do it to the point where you get marks on you?
Yeah, sometimes. I've gotten choked to the point where, like, I've almost passed out.
Damn.
Do you have a safe word?
I do have a safe word.
What's your safe word?
Pineapple.
That word is too long to say.
You watch too many Kevin Hart stand-up specials.
Especially when you're...
No. No.
Yeah, like, you can't say
it's
pineapple.
Like
you need a smaller word.
No, you have to think of something that, like, you remember in, like, stressful situations, you know?
All right. Thank you, Mama.
Pineapple.
Hello, who's this?
This is Donna.
Hey, Donna. You in S&M?
Yes, I am.
Tell us about it.
Okay, well, I'm a professional dominatrix down here in Miami.
Oh, boy.
And And I love torturing people.
So what's the craziest thing somebody asked you to do?
The craziest thing somebody ever asked me to do was to actually take a dump on their chest.
Did you do it?
No.
What do they call that? That's called something.
The Cleveland Steamer, the white guy said in the room.
It's actually called a Dirty Randy, if okay. you want to ask.
So why didn't you do it?
It's not what I actually do. It's not part of one of my sessions. He was actually about to pay me big to actually do it, but I was like, no, that's not part of my session.
So what's the most popular session people get?
The most popular session is sissification or basically flogging.
What's flogging?
Flogging.
Oh, you
flogging.
Got a flog in your hand.
Oh,
now.
I thought she said fogging. Flogging. Now you put the flog. Where
no,
you put the flog?
Flogging.
You put the flog on his. You put the flog on his testicles and nipples.
Yeah, we do everything.
Envy, why are you flogging your nipple? What are you doing? You're so crazy.
Oh, sorry.
You can keep that.
No, we're actually flogging their nipples and flogging like their balls and everything. So yeah.
All right.
All right, that's popular. You and Gia have fun with that, Envy.
Yeah, I'm going to have some fun with this.
That look like a tassel.
It does.
It look like you say, it look like you're about to go B-E-I-G-E. What did that spell?
Woo!
What did it spell, Envy?
I didn't hear what you said. Say it again.
Oh, my
he
God. Boy, I can't spell.
Probably say beige if I know you.
Definitely.
That's it. Beige, light skin.
You got like Donald Trump.
Something beige and light skin.
It sounds like it could be a word. What word is that? It sounds like it could
I
be beige.
I was. But any word you say to me is usually going to be beige.
Yes, or waffle color.
No, waffle color.
Or khaki color.
Started with a B, wasn't W, I knew what it was.
Yo.
Yo.
Oh, it's King Lamar. What's good, baby?
Hey, King Lamar.
What's up, King Lamar?
What's up? Yo, I was
King
like,
Gecko.
King Gecko in the flesh. Listen, I got a crazy story, bro, right?
Talk to me.
All right, so my boy, right? He my boyfriend, but I don't really say boyfriend because that's kind of gay. So that's my boy, right? So
oh, my
when
gosh.
We be smashing... When we be smashing, I'm bigger than him. I'm like 6'7", he like 5'6". So, like, when we be smashing, my penis is big as, like, I'm good, right?
Good for you.
So he can't, says me. Oh, I mean, Angelique, if I was straight, I would do it to you, but I'm kind of gay, so.
Okay.
But listen, so,
probably.
Like, when we be smashing, I be tying his hands up because he like to run from me, yo. So
yeah,
I tie his hands up.
Okay.
So I tie his legs up. And it's up to y'all, and I don't care what I find. Like, I just find a rag or a towel, I'll put it in his mouth so he can shut up, so I can just go to work on that, bro.
Do you scream at him? You need to throw on Casanova's song and say, F-boy, don't run, whenever he try to run, okay?
Nah, you know, I kind of choke him a little bit, because that's kind of hot.
But, Ken Gay, Cole, what if you really hurt him and he can't even speak?
You know, it's
kind of
like rape, but we like it.
King Gecko.
Stop it.
It's not that bad if we both climb at you, feel me? So,
do you ever make him bleed, though?
Yo, bro, when I tell you he bleeds sometimes, though, like he bleeds, I have to look at it.
He said he bleeds sometimes?
I look at it, I'm like, yo, bro, this looks bad. Like, I hope we don't got to get no stitches for that.
It looked like a crime scene.
Oh, my
Ow.
God.
Hey, King Gecko, you keep doing your thing. We actually play a little game like that up here, but there's no penetration involved. We call it prison.
Hey, listen,
yet.
There's
no
blood. Unless you penetrate each other, bro. It's good, I'm telling you. You'll love it.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Only in media, you know, in media they say when it bleeds, it leads, meaning that if it's blood involved, it's the lead story. But in the gay world, when you bleed, you're a bottom. So the top is the lead.
When I make them bleed, I'll be cheering for myself like I just did a good-ass job.
Wow.
Like, so I'm good with it.
Touchdown! King Draco!
Goodbye, King Draco. Good news, gracious.
King Gecko ain't playing with y'all in the 2017, okay?
All right.
The 2017 is the year of the Gecko.
What's the moral of the story?
Live a little. Get tied up. Okay. Give up some control.
That simple.
Envy, go home and give up some control.
Nah, I'm going to use this on my wife, though.
I would hope so. Who else you going to use it on?
Myself.
Envy's been flogging himself all morning.
Yeah, it feels good, actually.
Your nipple just got hard. What is wrong with you? You are so weird. Envy isn't here making his nipples hard.
All right, don't look at my nipples, man. We got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's talk about who believes that the Donald Trump presidency is going to result in unity. We'll tell you what one artist had to say, his explanation.
All right, all that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Friday.
It's definitely Friday. And listen, next hour, we got my man Emery Jones.
That's right.
Drop one of Clues Bombs, Emery Jones, Vegas Jones. He'll be in. If you don't know who Emery Jones is, then you don't really know the history of Rockefeller. But you'll get to know him this morning.
That's right. All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Odell Beckham Jr.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, according to sources, they told Page Six that Odell Beckham Jr. got robbed also in Houston over Super Bowl weekend. Not robbed like somebody came up to him with a gun and robbed him, but robbed as in he had some of his belongings and somebody took his stuff.
From
he
where?
Was staying at a hotel, but he left a bag of his belongings at a friend's house, just some stuff in there, shoes, some things like that. They said the home was broken into where Odell Beckham Jr. was staying and that all of his stuff was gone. So that's all. Not only was Tom Brady robbed for his jersey, which is probably worth about $1 million, which they still haven't found that jersey, have they?
So no. Was he staying in a hotel or somebody's home?
I guess he was staying in a hotel, but he also had his stuff at a friend's house.
Mm. Sounds like it was probably an Airbnb or something like that. That's right. What it sounds like.
Or maybe he has a friend that lives in Houston that has a nice home.
Somebody give Odell Beckham back his crop top shirts and dancing shoes, please.
Stop it.
It's not right.
That stuff went missing.
Stop it.
All right, Wale, he does think there could be some good in Donald Trump being president, as in that we are all going to come closer together. Here's what he said.
Man, I think that if there is any silver lining in this shit, is that people of all walks of life are coming together. And that shit makes me feel proud, like, for humanity. But what I see happening is, like, less, like, hate amongst different creeds and walks of life. Like, you know what I'm saying? The Muslims, the Jews, the gays, the transgender, all people are just like, you know what? There's a bigger enemy.
You know, I saw everybody taking Wale's words out of context yesterday. Like, the headline was, Wale says Donald Trump is uniting the country. That's not what he said at all. He's saying
it is what it is, and this is what the good that we can say. This is the silver lining.
And he's absolutely right, because that's what I see happening now. I see good people clicking up with good people simply to fight the forces of evil. It's just that simple.
All right, and Larsa Pippen and Scottie Pippen are back together. We told you guys this. He recently bought her a 14-carat ring.
Wow.
She said that was an early Valentine's Day gift. They look pretty happy, and as they were leaving a restaurant, one of the paparazzi yelled this out.
Is this a reconciliation? You guys back together? Did Scottie buy you the 14-carat ring?
Where's future?
Looking good, Scottie.
Ooh, where's the future? Done?
Mm-mm-mm.
That's because she was rumored to have been dating Future. Was that a completely out of line and disrespectful question?
I mean, it is, but yes. He's going to get that for the rest of his life. As long as he's with her and as long as this is fresh on people's mind, he's going to absolutely get that
all
the time.
How would you have reacted?
Ain't nothing you can do. You just got to pinch your girl. You pinch her under the arm. See how you done embarrassed us? See? And she better be loyal for the rest of her life, because I'm with you, even though I'm getting clowned for being with you.
Mm. And remember, she had called the cops on him a few times saying that he was verbally aggressive toward her.
So yeah, she deserve a pinch.
He looked so mad.
A little pinch under the arm. That's all.
All right. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, Miss Yee. Now, the People's Choice mix is up next. You want to hear something at DJ Envy. Happy birthday to a couple of people. I'm playing a mix of this morning as well. Kelly Rowland. Today is Kelly Rowland's birthday.
Oh, man. Drop one of Clues Bombs for the Godiva Chocolate Goddess, Kelly Rowland. Y'all know I love me some Kelly Rowland now. Mm-hmm.
Brandy's birthday. Today is Brandy's birthday, Ray J's sister.
That's disrespectful.
Get as excited as you just did now for Kelly Rowland. Say happy birthday to Brandy.
I mean, I like Brandy, but not as much as Kelly. Brandy's cool, though. You know what I'm saying? Salute to Brandy.
Happy birthday, Brandy.
Is she still selling flat tummy tea?
Yes.
She's still selling flat tummy tea?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Brandy got hits, though.
Yes.
It's a damn shame in person with that catalog selling flat tummy tea. But hey, man, life comes at you fast.
And lastly, D'Angelo. Today's D'Angelo's
birthday.
Drop
one of the Clues Bombs for D'Angelo,
damn it. Happy birthday. I used to work for D'Angelo.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We need D'Angelo. We need something like a D'Angelo situation now. Because when D'Angelo came out with that How Does It Feel video, it made brothers want to get in shape.
Right.
It absolutely did.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, People's Choice mixes up next. Revolt. We'll see you all on Monday. Peace. Everybody else, get your request in. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.